They are one of our most beloved treasures here in Australia, if not our most beloved. Koalas, and a whole lot of them still make their home in the Tomaree Peninsula area, but always a little bit shaky is their future from time to time. Port Stephens Council got a whole range of projects that they're trying to do to keep the koala population in check, and from Port Stephens Council is the Natural Resources Coordinator, Les Seddon. He joins us at the moment. Hello, Les. What is the state of the koala corridors, firstly, in the peninsula there?
Yeah, we have a current project going called the Tomaree Peninsula Urban Koala Corridor Enhancement Planting Project. But basically, this is in response to knowing that there's a few issues out there around Soldiers Point on the peninsula. We're currently planting some street trees to give them safe passage between different areas of habitat. So it gives them safe passage, A, to provide refuge from dogs and cars and things like that as they go through, plus also more food to enhance those corridors as well.
Which is fantastic, because we all see the signs on the side of the road in the Port Stephens area of how many koalas have been knocked over this year, and we always hope that it's less than the period of time before. How will more trees, I guess, help the situation for koalas there, as obvious a question as that may sound?
Yeah, so there's two things. There's the foraging potential that more trees give, so that's basically more food and more habitat for them to live in. But also the other side of the coin, which we're trying to target here, is the refuge, where it basically gives them somewhere to go if they do start encountering cars or dogs. Out there on the peninsula, it is quite unique that we have the Mambo Wetlands and the Wanda Wetlands and Stony Ridge Reserve. And everywhere in between, there's lots of other small council reserves and areas of habitat and vegetation. So they do need to use streets to get between all those areas. So that's where we're working with the community at the moment. We've basically done a mail out and asked them if they're happy to put street trees out the front of their properties and help council maintain them, and we've had a good response rate. We're going out there now to put those trees in the ground.
Well, which is great that you sort of went to the community and said, hey, here's your chance to opt in. It's great to see that many residents have jumped on board, for sure.
Yeah, it has been fantastic feedback. It's a really good active community out there. They tend to appreciate that the koalas are there, and they do represent that treasured lifestyle that we do have in Port Stephens. So, yeah, we're very excited to be working with people.
Now, I guess the project is going to be stretched out over a little bit of time. Do you have a rough idea of when that might be complete, or is it kind of just an ongoing thing that you anticipate will just gather more momentum, Les?
Yeah, this project is specifically funded by the New South Wales Government's Environment Trust, so it's a three-year project that we're 1 year into. All up, we're looking at planting around 13,000 trees. We're probably about halfway there at the moment. Rather than just planting tube stock, we've sort of changed it a bit for these sorts of issues where we put in more mature trees, which represent a better outcome and more immediate outcome as well. So we're probably about 18 months into a three-year project, and it's kicking along really well. The public is starting to see some of the results now.
Like you said, halfway through, and you've got roughly the half the amount of trees that you anticipated in the ground, which is great. If residents want to get involved, maybe they missed the letterbox drop, or maybe they now just really want to do it, what's the best way for them to target you?
Yeah, the best way is if they just go to Council's website, and they have all our contact details there. So if they go to portstephens.nsw.gov.au, there'll be links there to koala pages. And basically, yeah, you just either give an email or a phone call to Council, and our guys will speak to people and sort of look at an assessment of the suitability of their site that they're proposing. We're happy to work with anyone and everyone.
Les, I better let you go and get your hands dirty, get into the potting mix and get a few more trees into the ground for us.
No worries, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. It's
Thank
Les
you.
Seddon from Port Stephens Council, National Resources Coordinator. Yeah, the state of koalas, more trees and more safe passages for the little guys as they cruise around Port Stephens. It's UNURFM, it's 26 past 10.